way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends and he just lost him more.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police, along with the FBI, responding to an active shooter at a Florida State University in Tallahassee campus. Multiple sources tell ABC News preliminary information is that at least four people have been injured and say a suspect is in custody, but are still searching for possible additional shooters. The campus issuing an emergency alert telling people to shelter in place. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
They are undoubtedly going from building to building, checking on different people, different students, seeing if the shooter ran, where he or she may have gone. So there's still investigative work to do in addition to recovering whatever shell casings there may be on the ground. And so they want to keep the foot traffic down.
One student who's outside the shelter zone place says she feels for everyone.
I just hope everyone's okay, and I hope that, like, we can just do better precautions so this doesn't happen again.
This is ABC News. A key hearing set to begin today in the Menendez brothers' efforts to be resentenced or freed after serving time in prison for the shotgun murders of their parents more than three decades ago.
Today's hearing was supposed to have happened back in December and got repeatedly delayed. Today, the Menendez brothers will appear remotely to make their argument that they have been rehabilitated in prison over 35 years and that under California's resentencing laws that they should go free. The DA, who took over in December, argues they remain a threat to society and have told lies over many years. A judge could decide to keep them locked up or to free them, either immediately or pause it, waiting on likely appeals. Today's hearing is expected to go through tomorrow and maybe into next week. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
After Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell detailed the impact tariffs could have on the U.S. economy, including possible inflation, President Trump hinted he can't wait to replace Powell. Historically, the president has not interfered with monetary policy. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. A change of venue requested for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago has been denied.
Court officials issued the denial on Wednesday, saying the defense team needs to craft a thoughtful jury questionnaire to weed out any potential bias or prejudice. Another loss for the 17-year-old's legal team, who had argued that the trial can't be conducted fairly in Chippewa Falls due to the high-profile nature of the case. They also unsuccessfully argued to have the case moved to the juvenile system, which the judge said would have diminished the severity of the charges, including sexual assault and homicide. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democratic lawmakers say a green amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution could ensure future generations have a clean and safe natural environment. Beloit Senator Mark Spreitzer.
This is not a partisan issue. It's a Wisconsin issue. Protecting the lakes we fish in, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the lands that support our communities and economy benefits us all.
The amendment is unlikely to be taken up in the Republican-controlled state legislature. Constitutional amendments must pass two consecutive sessions before going before voters for approval. Wisconsin congressman weighs in on Trump tariffs.
Second District Democrat Mark Pocan calls the current situation incomprehensible.
I really can't keep up with where we're at on tariffs. All I do know is you can do tariffs the right way. And there is a right way to do tariffs, targeted tariffs.
Pocan says a targeted tariff policy would require a plan.
But just throwing tariffs without a plan, without any kind of strategy whatsoever, is just throwing a tax onto consumers here in the United States.
Pocan says there's at least a possibility some nations will negotiate with the administration during the latest 90-day pause. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between. Find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with high temperatures reaching the low 60s and scattered showers rolling in late this afternoon. As they continue through this evening, chances of thunderstorms are also possible, bringing the risk of hail. We're expected to pick up around a half an inch of rainfall. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Stockyards laws designed to generate competition in the cash markets. We'll get the latest on the latest push to establish a special investigator on this. And let's take a closer look at this idea. China needs the U.S. more than the U.S. needs China. Is that true?
Live from Good Thursday via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Justin Tupper from the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Then it's Matt Clark from Terrain, directly following the news, Angie Stump Denton from Drovers. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis, Monday, Thursday.
Monday, Thursday, is that what it
Monday.
Is?
Monday, yes, Monday, Thursday. That's
I don't
that
speak
is
Latin.
Exactly what's,
is that Latin for good?
Either way. Either way. It could be Latin for good. I'm not exactly sure on
we
that.
We call it probably, Holy Thursday, I think.
Yeah, Holy Thursday? Thursday. Yeah, I think that's probably right. It's feast day. So, yeah.
Holy Thursday puts a lot of pressure on the day, you know?
Yeah.
That's tough to measure up to.
You think Holy Thursday's got a lot of pressure on it. How about Easter Sunday?
That's the big one.
Welcome to AgriTalk. I am Chip. That is Davis.
Hey-ho.
And Big Apple Joe Stackler in there as well. Believe it or not, here we are. We're getting to the end of the week already, buddy.
We sure are.
End of the official work week.
Feels good.
Does it? Feels like 58 degrees out here. Lots of thunder and lightning this morning. Not a lot of rain in northeast Iowa.
We had some thunder overnight. We got just a, I don't know. I mean, the sidewalks were wet, I think, is about what we got here. I'm trying to get to my thing here to find.
Yeah,
63 headed for 82 today.
Yeah. Headed for 82?
Headed for 82, buddy.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. 58 headed for 73.
Okay.
And believe it or not, the wind's going to blow again.
What?
What?
That can't be right. No.
I know it.
You need to refresh your app.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe. Okay. We are going to talk about the Special Investigators Act and the push to enforce Packers and Stockyards laws. We'll get Justin in here and talk about that. I also just want to check with Justin on a couple of other issues and see what the chatter is at the Sale Barn Inn. We'll get to that. And then Matt Clark is going to help us better understand some of the relationships that might develop from these trade issues around the globe. I mean, does this make the BRICS group that much stronger going forward, or does it break it up? You know, we'll talk about some of those things.
Yeah, very good.
All right, buddy, let's go ahead and get to the news.
Well, hey, looky here. The National Weather Service is calling for high winds and very dry conditions to bring extremely critical fire weather over a large part of New Mexico today. Red flag and high wind warnings have been issued. Isolated to scattered severe thunderstorms may produce large to very large hail and localized damaging winds late this afternoon into evening. That's from the eastern central plains into the upper Midwest. Chip, you hit it on the head. Wind
is exactly right. And severe weather later this afternoon. It looked to me like Iowa's kind of in the bullseye on it.
Well, grain and livestock markets will observe normal trading hours today, but closed tomorrow to observe Good Friday. Chip, President Trump touted big progress in trade talks with Japan on Wednesday in one of the first rounds of face-to-face negotiations since his barrage of tariffs on U.S. trading partners. A close confidant of Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said the parties had agreed to hold a second meeting later this month. Trump said a deal with Japan is a, quote, top priority. They're an important trading partner for us, Chip. We got to get that one going.
Yeah, no question about it. When meat trade in particular for the ag sector. And as I understand it, Italy is up next on the on the conversation with the president.
Well, China's commerce ministry urged the U.S. to stop putting, quote, extreme pressure on China and demanded respect in any trade talks. But the two sides remain at an impasse over who should start those conversations.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just got to say we're starting it together. And I think that's what might happen here. Yeah. But China is looking and feeling more isolated all the time.
Well, the U.S. Trade Representative will release details on proposed port fees for operators of Chinese-built ships at U.S. ports. This follows extensive public feedback and revisions to the original plan, which included fees of up to $1.5 million per port call. A final plan will likely soften the original proposal, potentially basing fees on vessel tonnage or cargo type and exempting certain exporters. A mid-May hearing will refine specifics.
Yeah, the details are going to be critical on that one.
The Mexican government said it will begin talks with the United States to renew a bilateral agreement on Mexico's tomato exports after the U.S. government announced its intent to pull out of a prior agreement. The U.S. pullout would mean a 21% tariff would be put in place on Mexican tomato imports on July 14. The U.S. Commerce Department says the agreement has not protected domestic tomato growers in the U.S. market. Bayer says it may stop producing glyphosate, the world's most popular weed killer, unless it can get court protection against lawsuits blaming the herbicide for causing cancer. The Wall Street Journal says Bayer currently produces about 40% of the world's glyphosate. In early March, Bayer told farmers, suppliers, and retailers it may have to stop selling Roundup, which would force U.S. farmers to rely on imported glyphosate from China. Chip, over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. If you want more on that glyphosate story, we talked about it on the Farmer Forum yesterday with Ryan Bivens from Kentucky and Scott Henry from Central Iowa. All right, let's bring in Angie Stump Denton, editorial director at Drovers. Angie, good morning.
Good morning, Chip. How are you doing today?
Doing real fine, real fine. Talk to me about open cows. What are the guys doing with them right now?
Well, there's a lot of decisions today, you know. There's a story that I recently posted on Drovers, maximizing profit and opportunity, sell keeper, buy open cows. And, you know, being a cattle producer myself, you know, we've typically here, if they open, they go to the sale barn. They get one chance, you know, that one season to get bred. And if they're not bred, they go to the sale barn. But there's some new research, some new discussion about maybe there's other opportunities and you don't need to make that knee-jerk reaction and send them straight to the sale barn.
Yeah. Are guys taking those open cows and putting some weight on them before the it seems like with the value of cow slaughter right now that put a little extra weight on them and send them.
Yeah, that is a discussion you can do. You can put some extra weight on them. You know, one thing that Bob Larson, the veterinarian from Kansas State, says, you know, it can either be a reproductive issue or it can be a nutrition issue, why that cow isn't bred. You know, especially those second calf heifers, if they don't get bred with that first calf on them, you know, maybe they just didn't get the nutrition they needed. And so, you know, one thing you can do is you can put some weight on them. You need to look at your cost of gain and figure out what your options are.
Yeah.
But put some weight on them. Maybe try them for the next season. If you have a fall and spring calving season, roll them to the next season. And if you get some weight on them, if that will work into your breeding program, or yes, add some weight on them and then sell them. I'm at the sale barn with a little bit more weight to get more value out of them.
Yep, it's a good read, Angie. Good analysis there. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Don't blow away today. It's sure windy here in Kansas.
Well, we'll try to keep it under control. Thank you, Angie. That is Angie Stump-Detton, the editorial director at Drovers. Learn more, www.drovers.com. Justin Tupper next.
If you're going to upgrade your combine, it better be worth your while. It better pay off in the long run, and it will, with the Kloss Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, you can find huge deals on select Lexion and Treon combines, including financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months. It's serious performance. It's serious value. It's serious ROI. Don't miss out on the offer. Learn more at ClossSavings.com. That's C-L-A-A-S Savings.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Stronger roots, uniform emergence, and faster maturity. It all starts at planting. Partner with Nutrient Ag Solutions to create your crop nutrition plan, complete with Loveland products. Make the most of your at-planting investment and set your crop up for season-long success. Don't leave your yield potential to chance. Work with your local crop consultant today to build your custom plan with the right at-planting nutrition products from Nutrien Ag Solutions.
Raising cattle demands grit, determination, and the right nutrition. That's why cattle producers have turned to Purina Animal Nutrition for over 130 years. From starters that help set calves up for success, to protein that fuels cattle growth, to minerals that keep herds performing, Purina has the products and expertise that work as hard as you do. Get rewarded for your work with proven nutrition from Purina. Learn more at PurinaMills.com/cattlecare. That's PurinaMills.com/cattlecare.
As veteran, Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.57% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
The competition conversation for the cash cattle trade has been a hot topic for a lot of years. We are going to get to that eventually, but I want to talk about how things are going on up there in South Dakota first with Justin Tupper, president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Justin, welcome back. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate you having us on.
You bet. You bet. Glad you're here, man. Talk to me about what's going on up in South Dakota. Are the pastures coming around yet?
Just kind of starting to. We'd be a little bit drier than we'd like to be. Didn't have a lot of snow. We've had a few little deals, but as always, we're waiting for the rain, and we're hopeful that it's coming.
All right. What's chatter at the sale barn?
You know, it's funny when you ask that. You know, we're at all-time highs, and we sold some 422-pound steer calves a week ago at $498.50. You would think it would just be all over the place, but we're quite the industry. We just start to take that as the norm, and I think we've got to make sure that we do the things to keep this market where it is, because when it moves down, and we know it will, there'll be lots of pain that goes with it, but it is fun while it lasts.
Yeah, no question. No question. On a dollar per head basis, it seems like the spread between the five weights and the seven weights has never been so narrow. Justin, is that true?
100% agree. You know, I think you get that grass fever. Those guys are looking for that compensatory gain on those light ones, and it sure looks like they priced it in, but I hope they work great for them.
Yeah. Anything changing on the supply, or is it pretty consistent with what you're expecting?
Well, I really think that we're just now going to start to see some of the short supply. I think the market has continually pulled these cattle ahead, and now as we come into the summer months, we're really going to see what the short supply looks like, because we've just pulled cattle ahead so continually, and I mean in feeders and the fat cattle.
Man, if we're just going to start to feel the impact of tight cattle supplies starting now, holy smokes, man. The way that we're moving beef through the system, that seems like a pretty positive outlook for this cattle trade. You're optimistic. I can see it.
Yeah, I think fundamentally we're in great shape. I mean, it seems like always have outside forces and players that may think differently. And I think when we look at our futures market being, you know, basically driven by funds 100% anymore, yeah. It is tough to say that the fundamentals will continue to play out, but we hope they do.
Yeah, yep, gotcha. All right, let's talk about the Meat and Poultry Special Investigators Act of 2025. What is it, and why is it needed?
I think this is and I'm not for sure, but I think it's the third time that's been introduced. We've been a big believer at U.S. Cattlemen's for a long time that to have fair play in the marketplace when you basically have four major packers doing 85% of the slaughter, you've got to have a referee in the game. And that referee needs to look out for the little guy. And, you know, we hear about efficiencies from the big packers and how that they can be more efficient. Well, sometimes efficiencies aren't the best thing in the marketplace, and sometimes we need them to be a little less efficient and a little more transparent. And so the Special Investigator Act is something we pushed for a long time, would give a special investigator the ability and the teeth to use the Packers and Stockyards Act the way it was meant to be, and make sure that we get a fair shake in the marketplace.
Okay, so if we get this special investigator put in place for enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act, what will the industry gain?
Well, and I think it's what we talk about quite a bit. You know, the markets are good now, and we have cattle numbers in our favor. So the driver's seat sits on the producer side for a minute. But when it swings the other way, when they have leverage and they have enough cattle in front of them, they don't have to go out and compete for them. Then they just give us whatever they see fit. And we think that's we get taken advantage of in those times. And there's way more of those times than there are the times when we're very short in numbers as we are here in the near term.
Okay. Why hasn't the Packers and Stockyard rules and laws and regulations been enforced to this point, or have they been? I guess I need a primer on that.
You know, the reasoning is it was written in 1922, so subject to interpretation, and the way that we move livestock and the way that the livestock is sold today is so different. So we hear it all the time that they interpret different parts of a 1922 act very differently than we believe that it was supposed to be enforced. So along with the special investigators, we believe there needs to be some updates to the Packers and Stockyards Act to make sure that they understand what the speed of commerce is and the way that the cattle and all in this livestock industries move today.
All right. So it's not just enforcement. It's modernization of that as well. So what do you want to see? How might Packers and Stockyards be modified?
Well, one of the things that we've seen in blatant is that the Packers, big four Packers, owning these cattle and being able to manipulate the market, and they've done that in wide open space, and it's very clear in our view in the act that that's something that they shouldn't be able to do. So that's just one of the things, but I think any time that this has been taken to court or been pushed and tried to enforce what we believe the Packers and Stockyards are, then we get into these interpretation rules. And we want to take out the interpretation and get the 100% intent of the Packers and Stockyards Act enforced. And that's to make sure that the big guy can't just squeeze out the little guy just because he can handle them all.
Yep. Okay. You know, speaking of the little guy, there's more and more. There's more little, I shouldn't say more and more all the time, but there's more small to mid-sized regional processors that are packaging beef now than what there were a year ago. How are they doing?
I'm scared to death. You know, you and I have talked about this before. I think one of the things we did is we've thrown a lot of money at getting some of them going, and that's great. But think about the environment that a lot of them are getting started up in. Yeah. This is the highest prices ever paid. This is the toughest time for them to get going. And if we put all that investment and got these regional packers going, and then in 3 years they can't be profitable and they get bought out for 10 cents on the dollar by the big guy, then we've definitely failed. So we've got to make sure that we can make those places profitable and keep them in business.
Amen. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Talk to me about the trade issues that are happening right now, the tariff issues. What's Cattleman's thought on that?
One thing about the tariffs for the ag guys that talk ag, you guys don't ever lack for anything to talk about because it changes every day. I think generally, and when I talk to the cattle producers that we do, I think most, and I wouldn't say all, but most believe the tariffs are a positive thing. We think that we've been used as a stepping stone for a long time. And again, we're not asking for special favors, especially in the cattle side of thing. We just want a fair shake. And, you know, we've been big believers in that the consumer should be able to choose where they want to buy their beef. And one of the ways that that we get abused is they bring in cheaper, less quality product from other countries. They change the box and they make it product USA. And these are things that we've got to get changed. And I think we have the consumer and the producer all on the same page on this. We've just got to make sure we can get it pushed forward.
Yeah. You know, I think of the offal market and the skins and the hides and the impact that has. I mean, we are very the value that trade brings to a beef is very, very important out there, man. And it feels like that's going to get disrupted on us the most.
I don't think you're wrong, and I do think that most of the producers I talk to think there could be some short-term pain, and of course taking some short-term pain when we're at all-time highs is way easier than if we're at the lows, but I don't think anybody can know for sure. I think you're spot on. We know that the offal we don't use very much in this country, so any of the value that it adds we know comes from out of country. I think we're very willing to let the Trump administration work on these negotiations and know that he has our back, and that as things get tough, he'll make sure that he can turn the tide and we can keep things rolling. Like you said earlier, the boxed beef has been great.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely has been. Justin, it's always good to catch up with you, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Justin Tupper, president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. We're going to continue the conversation about tariffs and trade and the big picture potential impacts. We've got Matt Clark coming up from Terrain Ag next.
Raising cattle demands grit, determination, and the right nutrition. That's why cattle producers have turned to Purina Animal Nutrition for over 130 years. From starters that help set calves up for success, to protein that fuels cattle growth, to minerals that keep herds performing, Purina has the products and expertise that work as hard as you do. Get rewarded for your work with proven nutrition from Purina. Learn more at PurinaMills.com/cattlecare. That's PurinaMills.com/cattlecare.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Burke and Teal Exchange, May milk up 41 to 1832, June up 24 to 1743, July up 12 to 1794, August up 18 at 1830. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher. A positive export inspections, 47% higher than the previous week, helping to support the markets, along with higher boxed beef prices. Hog markets moving mostly higher due to strength in the pork cutout values across the board. That's really helping the hogs ahead of that three-day holiday weekend. April live cattle up 207 to 209.15. April feeder cattle up 345 to 293.40. And May hogs up 35 cents to 90.50. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are flat, while soybeans moving mostly lower due to lower soybean meal prices. Wheat markets higher due to strength in the, or some support coming from the dollar. There's also a lot of positioning, however, for all of the grains ahead of the three-day holiday weekend as markets are closed for tomorrow. May corn down a quarter to 484. New crop up a half to 467 and a quarter. May beans down 3.5 to 1035 and a quarter. New crop down 2.5 to 1031 and three quarters. May wheat in Chicago up 3.75 to 551 and a half. Minneapolis wheat May up 2.5 to 606 and a quarter. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Since 1936, Brunner Seed has been helping farmers plan for the next corn and soybean growing season. Brunner Seed, in partnership with ProHarvest Seeds, offers farmers a broad range of traits and genetics from Bayer, Monsanto, Syngenta, and Enlist. Brunner Seeds are locally grown under the same conditions as your farm, so they're suited for your farming operation. To find a dealer, visit BrunnerSeed.com or call 715-672-5887. Start your next growing season off right with seed from Brunner Seeds, family owned and operated, Highway 10, Durand.
Farmers, Elsevia is pleased to announce the new Hager City Grain Terminal is now open and accepting grain. Grain deliveries will be accepted Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. The new Hager City Terminal can unload your grain quickly and efficiently and ship it to markets in the Southwest and Pacific Northwest. Grain deliveries are being accepted at the Hager City Grain Terminal. Visit elsevia.com/HagerCity for more information.
TV.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us. I'm your host, Chip. So President Trump has indicated that the conversation with Japan on trade issues went very well. There has been other progress with other countries leading up to it. Evidently, the conversation is with Italy today. And that's what we're being told. I don't know if we know that that is exactly what's happening or not, but keeping up with it has been a challenge, no question about that. Let's get up to speed right now with Matt Clark, Senior Rural Economic Analyst at Terrain Ag. Matt, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, doing all right, Chip. South Central Kansas here. We got a little bit of rain, not as much as we wanted, but a little bit helps, I guess.
Yep.
So it's good to see you. Good to be back.
Yep. Well, and with the wind blowing up here, I'll bet it's really blowing down there.
Blowing and supposed to be in the mid-90s, so we'll need a drink again.
Mid-90s today?
It's going to be hot.
Holy mackerel. That'll dry things out, won't it? Whew. That's something.
Yeah, but yep. That'll take that little drink we got last night away real quick.
Right, right. Okay. So, like I said, it is difficult to keep up with everything that has changed and has happened since April 3rd. Let me phrase it this way. What do you think we know about global trade right now?
Yeah, that's the best way to say it. What do we think we know? Okay, yeah. So I remind people first, just real big picture. I mean, we're only 15 days into this. I mean, it feels like a year, right?
Yeah.
But it's only 15 days. So, myself personally, I catch myself feeling very overwhelmed by the news flow. But it's only been 15 days.
Yep.
And a lot's happened in 15 days. So, you know, step back a little bit. That's kind of my first, when in doubt, zoom out. So let's zoom out. What do we think we know? We know a handful of things. The 10% baseline tariff is still there. That excludes some countries like Mexico and Canada, where the USMCA is still the rule of law. For everything covered under USMCA, that's still the rule of law. So that 10% doesn't cover that. Things that are not covered under USMCA and are not in the exempt list that the president issued on April 2nd, that has a different tariff to it. That's got the 25% tariff on it. Now, there's a carve-out for energy and potash, which is on that 10%. So there's a little carve-out there. That's step one. China's in this whole other ballpark, right? They've got, I don't even know what percent tariff rate they've got now. Right. It's big. It's a big one.
It's gotten to the point that it doesn't matter what the actual number is.
No, it doesn't. It's just big, and that seems to be the place that we're drawing the line in the sand. As you mentioned, the rest of the reciprocal tariffs have been paused for 90 days while we're going through negotiations. You know, we don't know how serious all the negotiations are, what stages they are. It sounds like some are reportedly going along very well, whether they hit that 90-day pause or go well enough to pause a little bit further to get across the finish line. We don't know. I do think still you've got steel, aluminum, autos on that 25% tariff. That seems to be the one thing that is, that and China seem to be the kind of two things, I should say, that are really sticking. The rest seems to be a little bit more flexible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What? Go on.
Well, I was just saying, or just thinking here, Matt, when we talk about trade negotiations in the past, we're talking about things that have taken years to accomplish. And then you get President Trump in 15 days saying, not only have we got Japan to come to the table and have a negotiation about trade, but we're close to a deal. What is a deal in this environment?
Well, I think it's going to look very different for each place. So to your point, you know, we've had some different bilateral agreements with places like Japan and South Korea, which are big buyers of U.S. ag, as your listeners know. So we've had some deals there already, and it's probably negotiating around the edges of things that aren't covered or need to be further investigated, whether that is the steel, autos, tariffs, aluminum, that kind of thing, or whether it's the ag side of it. That probably looks different than, say, India, where you and I were at the top producer conference, great conference to go to. You and I were there in Brook Roll and said, hey, we need to get a deal there.
Yeah.
We talked about it. You and I did on the air that that's a place that we have traditionally not sent a lot of ag goods.
Yeah.
That's probably a longer discussion runway. But again, it sounds like we've had meaningful conversations there. So something like that, where you're starting from a, I don't want to say zero, but you're starting from a much more limited situation
yeah.
than Japan and South Korea is going to look very different, in my opinion.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Has China been isolated to the point that the U.S. has leverage in that conversation?
I'm always careful on the leverage piece and the isolation piece. And here's my thoughts on this.
Yeah.
From the U.S.-China relationship, clearly we're both separated and have been for a while. Like, this isn't anything new, right? And we had the phase one agreement. It was very helpful for a period of time. Then we had the whole COVID situation and things have changed since then, right?
Right.
China does, though, or is the main trading partner with lots and lots of other countries, specifically in Asia, Africa, that kind of influence area, partially in South America as well. So from a U.S. China relationship, yes, I do think we're at that point where we're severing and drawing some very clear lines in the sand about how we're going to go forward. And from a global standpoint, you know, I'm not familiar enough with exactly how those relationships are going in large parts of Eastern Asia, Africa, some parts of South America. They're probably still pretty friendly to each other. So, you know, in that case, maybe a little different.
Yep. And I read some of the analysis that you did on how we need to, when we're thinking about China, we really need to be thinking about the BRICS. And we're talking about the United States, we really need to be thinking about USMCA. And how those economies relate to each other. Matt, I think it's not how I've looked at it in the past, but I get it. I get what you're saying. Explain that.
Sure. So if you go out to Terrain Ag, you can kind of read an article I wrote about BRICS, which was feedback I got from farmers that were asking a lot. So BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They've added some other countries formally, such as Indonesia, and you've seen the news. And then they've got a bunch of countries that are sort of in a waiting stage, and they've got countries that have applied to join. It's a large group. However, if you add all of the economic output of that group and compare it to the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, it's about equal, meaning our three countries, chiefly the U.S., represent about the same economic output as this huge block. The difference is population. The U.S. is the third largest country population-wise, but if you add in China, India, Indonesia, fourth largest, and then all these other countries, it's a very large population base.
Yeah,
and so that's where the difference is going. You see those countries moving towards centers of future growth in terms of population, but they don't have near the economic output. Especially per capita, very, very low per capita output comparatively to Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Mm-hmm. The caveat is if you were to take all of the BRICS countries' production of agricultural goods and divide it by their consumption, they're still a net importer. And that includes, obviously, Brazil. And so they're not going to, in this kind of short, medium term, they're not going to be a self-sufficient group in terms of ag production and consumption. They're going to need exports.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think it's a really interesting way of looking at the situation here. Okay, one of the conclusions that I've heard several times in conversations about trade and China is that China needs the U.S. more than the U.S. needs China. Do you think that's right?
Yeah, let's break that. I've heard that statement a lot. Let's break that down into some kind of different components. So the way their economy is structured is not a domestic demand structure. Now, they've been trying to move that way, but they're not there yet. They've also got a declining population and a very, very low birth rate, which Terrain has wrote a lot about. So the odds of them becoming a primary domestic consumption growth country is low. I mean, they can try to move that way. That is to say, they're going to continue to be sort of the manufacturing floor of the U.S. Yeah. And I would include kind of the areas around China where they've also exported some of their manufacturing. They are going to continue to be that. As a result, they need good trade relationships. That is largely part of the U.S., considering that we're about a quarter of total global GDP. And it's all those relationships I mentioned earlier, where they are the chief trading partner with much of Asia, Africa, parts of South America as well. So I think that is partly true.
Okay.
The pushback I would have, if you think about the last, I would say, 30-ish years, much of the U.S. policy has been low inflation. And as a result of that, we've pushed off a lot of that manufacturing to the cheapest possible producer, okay, which for a while was China. So there is some connectivity there, yep, with us too. That we have to be honest about that.
Yep. Yep. All right. So it's true, but it's but I get
we
it.
We do need them too, yeah. And
yes,
particularly on the
ag
side, they still buy a lot.
I got you. Matt, it's always fun to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chip. Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Matt Clark, Senior Rural Economic Analyst for Terrain Ag. Davis and I will be right back.
You said...
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jared Helena Products Group. Dr. Cox, when we think about pest management, we don't always think about deer. Tell us why we should.
Well, I think, you know, until recently, deer has been kind of on the back barrier of what we typically associate with crop damage. We usually think insects and weeds. But I think now we're getting a better understanding of deer and the implication they can have and the large numbers of replanting costs and just the effect of how much yield that they can reduce in a grower's crop. So we've learned more and we realize there's a much bigger picture at play, and deer is definitely one of the prominent factors in crop losses every year.
Yeah, Helena has a product out there called Treco Pro. What's the difference? What makes it different?
Well, Treco Pro is highly effective. You know, one app can last anywhere from a couple of weeks to several months, depending on the rate, but we've seen it in beta and seen it in grower accounts. Also, it's a user-friendly formulation. It's a subtle odor. It's easy to pour. It's not clumpy. It doesn't clog sprayers. And it's also very safe, high-quality material. It's made from sheep fat, and it's just safe to the end user because it's not created with a lot of synthetic material. It's very natural.
Gotcha. What's been the response to Treco Pro?
Great, very positive. A lot of growers, end users have come in and said they've been able to put fields back into play that have been inundated with deer damage for the last several years. The forestry world's getting a lot of great use out of it. Nursery, ornamental, golf courses, homeowners, you name it. Everybody's been very, very positive about the use of Treco and how well it works.
Outstanding. Where can listeners go for more information on this?
They can visit HelenaAgri.com to find information on Treco Pro.
Fantastic. Thank you. That is Dr. Michael Cox, Brand Manager, Helena Products Group.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. It's your pal, Davis Michelson, here along with Chip Flory on your Thursday morning. Chip, I have dutifully consumed my morning cup of brown gravy.
Oh, the mushroom coffee.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
It
doesn't take like mushroom.
That's the report.
Does it really taste like brown gravy?
It kind of does. It does. A little more mushroomy than brown gravy.
Okay.
But there's a brown gravy-esque-ness to it, I would say.
Does skin kind of appear on the surface? Does a skin appear on the surface if you leave it like sitting out for a few minutes?
Well, here's the thing is they send this little fancy little spoon comes with it for stirring.
Oh,
so
for
you kind of
to break
you
the
keep
skin.
It agitated.
Yeah, to break the scum on the top.
Or you can let the skin form, maybe, and then use the spoon and just eat the skin.
Oh.
That's taking the long way to drinking it.
I guess.
Sorry you had to hear that, listeners.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't know if it's helping or not yet. I haven't tried on the test
pants. Well, keep it on for 2 weeks. Keep it going.
Yep.
We're
going to
hold you to that.
Pants then, at that point. Interesting conversation about the BRICS. There's some demographic stuff, Chip, that I feel like is important to keep in mind when we talk about the BRICS nation. Sure, it's kind of, you know, it's intimidating. It's a little freaky. Another sort of world amalgam of power and economic activity. But they're really not set up just yet to be self-sustaining, are they?
That's amazing to me that even when you throw Brazil into the mix,
yep,
with their population of 210 to 215 million,
mm-hmm,
it and the ag powerhouse that it is, you throw that into the mix, and they still don't produce enough to feed the members of the BRICS countries. Well, mm-hmm, when it starts with India at 1.46 billion. And then you've also got China in there at 1.42 billion. And then you also have Russia in there at 144 million.
Wow.
You know, there's obviously South Africa in at 65 million. And there are other countries included in this. And, you know, I've talked about the Southeast Asia market from time to time,
mm-hmm,
and I always feel like it is absolutely positively necessary to remind people of what the population is of some of these countries. Indonesia, we talk about Indonesia and their demand for vegetable oils and their influence on the palm oil market in particular. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Indonesia is going to a B40 for their diesel.
Yeah.
They've got 285 million. It's 285 to 300 million on their population. They are number four on the list. Number four on the list. Pakistan was in the news yesterday when they came out and said, you know what, maybe we can buy some more soybeans. Maybe we can buy some more cotton. Mm-hmm. And you think to yourself, how big of a deal can that be? They're number five on the list.
Wow.
255 million people.
I had no idea. Pakistan.
Pakistan. The development of the African markets. Every time we get Dan Hallstrom from the U.S. Meat Export Federation on here, I'm asking him, okay, talk to me about the development of the African market. He always goes to Nigeria because it's number six on the list, like 240 million people. Then you've got Brazil, Bangladesh in at 175 million. Mm-hmm. And now you finally get to Russia at 145 million. Ethiopia is in at 135 million. Here's our neighbor to the south at 132 million. Then Japan at 123. The Philippines. There's another one that I've mentioned many times. The Philippines in at 100, number 14 on the list. At between 115 and 120 million. So when Matt was talking about, let's look at the combined economic capacity of the BRICS versus the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And by the way, Canada comes in at number 38 at about 40 million people. But when you combine it all and look at the and look at the economic engines that exist in the BRICS versus the United States, Canada, and Mexico, I think it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense to me trying to figure out exactly where the leverage lies.
Yeah. Quickly, before we run out of time, good talk with Justin Tupper there. What's your takeaway?
Yeah. The takeaway, I think, here is that it's the third time that this piece of legislation to put a special investigator in place to enforce the laws, the rules, the regs of the Packers and Stockyards kind of tells us that most lawmakers are going to say, listen, the laws are in place. We just need to enforce them. Mm-hmm. The other thing, though, is that, you know, this thing is 100 years old. It might be time for an update to the Packers and Stockyards. That might be more important than putting a special investigator in place. Just the concern, you could hear it. When we talked about the small, the regional, the mid-sized processors out there, you could hear the concern in Justin's voice. And I'm concerned, too, because of the fundamentals of the marketplace that are in place right now with those tightening supplies. And Justin thinks the industry is going to have to deal more with the tightening supplies now going forward than what we have to this point. Pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening this morning. Come back this afternoon. Brian Split, agmarket.net, here on AgriTalk.
Stronger roots, uniform emergence, and faster maturity. It all starts at planting. Partner with Nutrien Ag Solutions to create your crop nutrition plan, complete with Loveland products. Make the most of your at-planting investment and set your crop up for season-long success. Don't leave your yield potential to chance. Work with your local crop consultant today to build your custom plan with the right at-planting nutrition products from Nutrien Ag Solutions.
Ahead of planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the Be Sure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/besure.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code START to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code START for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code START for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. At least six people are injured, police say, and a suspect in custody.